Welcome back to Couch Potato Radio. Derek Hansen with you on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. And the Combat on the Mat podcast. Earlier today, Chase Miller and I had a chance to catch up with Roger Kish, the head coach of the NDSU wrestling team. And they got a big triangular coming up this Sunday. 11 o'clock is the first duel. It's going to be a good one. It's for the Border Bell, and that is South Dakota State up at the Shack. And I'm really looking forward to this against NDSU. And then Iowa State's coming in for that triangular, too. So Cyclones, Jackrabbits, and Bison going on. And we talked with the coach. Kish, a little bit about, you know, what's been a strange year and really a kind of a weird time, I'm sure, about as weird as anything he's dealt with in wrestling, whether it was in high school or when he was wrestling for the Minnesota Golden Gophers or now head coach of NDSU.
Yeah, you're not kidding. So it's, it's the strangest season. I mean, it might be the strangest 12 months that I've been a part of. And I imagine a lot of other people would probably recognize that as well. But yes, in terms of wrestling, it's been so unique in how we've done things, how we've been able to, wrestling's been very fortunate to have the ability to pivot, do some different things and, give us opportunities to have such a close, contact sport, have the ability to be able to have a competition season. So really, really the wrestling community and the medical providers have done really just a great job. Supporting this season and finding ways to, again, mitigate risk and allow these young student athletes to have opportunities to compete. So it's been very, very, very good in that regard, just watching all the people work hard to make this happen and eliminate the risk with the amount of testing and the resources that have been involved in doing these things. So it's been unique, but very, very fortunate to be able to have the opportunity.
You know, how weird is it? And how scary was it for you going back to last summer, I should say? You know, being the close contact sport, there's not a closer contact sport than wrestling and, you know, not really knowing what was going to happen. How nervous were you that you were even going to be able to allow to compete at all?
Yeah, you know, and we didn't know. I think college sports, in fact, any contact sports in college probably had the same risk and the same thoughts moving forward and what this could potentially look like. And you obviously see a lot of challenges, around the state and the globe with the current situation. But, at the end of the day, utilizing a lot of resources and a lot of research, it's been good to be able to learn how to mitigate risk and give kids opportunities to have the way to compete, and I think that's what's been really good. So all in all, it's been a wild couple months, right?
For sure. Let me ask you a little bit about this try coming up here. Iowa State, obviously, I mean, you think of two of the greatest, if not the greatest wrestlers ever with Kel Sanderson and Dan Gable wrestling there. And then, you know, they're coming up a Big 12 opponent. Then your rival, you guys have been working together very well. I mean, probably one of the friendlier rivalries that you have with South Dakota State because you've been kind of working a lot of events together to make these tries and quads happen.
Yeah, certainly a lot of collaboration with the South Dakota State coaching staff and administration and ours, and we're very fortunate that Coach Hahn down in South Dakota and myself have a great working relationship. We were old college teammates, and so it's really been fun to have that relationship inside a rivalry program. But at the end of the day, doing what we can to help our guys succeed and have the opportunities to get the matches that they lost given the pandemic has been really impressive and very grateful for what they've been able to do and how we've worked together. So it's good. Not everyone can say that.
You have a couple of local wrestlers who are doing very well right now. Brennan Mentz, your heavyweight from West Fargo, and another former Packer, Jared Frenick. He is really impressive. I mean, if there's any doubt whether or not he'd be able to compete at this level, he proved it last year, but he's really stepping up again, I think, so far this year.
Yeah, absolutely. These two are local guys. You got Frannick, you got Brandon Metz, the local West Fargo graduates, and it's good. It's good to have local guys stick around the area and have success. It certainly shows a lot about who they are as individuals, and recognizing that this program is where you can go to have success, and that's impressive. So very grateful for these guys. They're still relatively young in the game. So expect a lot out of these guys.
Hey, Roger, Chase here. I know a lot of sports, we hear about the month of February. You're climbing the mountain, so to speak, whether it's hockey, whether it's basketball, name your winter sport. You're trying to get closer and closer to a particular conference tournament, then obviously the goal to get to the NCAA tournament as well. In wrestling, where are you at in terms of climbing the mountain right now? Understanding if you look at the schedule, not too many matches left, and I see the Big 12 championship there, you know, in early part of March. Where are you guys at right now in the month of February from a coaching side when you're talking to these guys in terms of where you want them to be?
No, Chase, yeah, that's a great question. In at this point, it's trying to find that time to peak is certainly important, but at this time in our wrestling, it's about repetition, it's about getting matches, and you spend the last 6 months training without competition, and you know we have to have those matches to really find out the areas that not only individuals but as a team has to work to improve on. And so through these matches, we get the opportunity to see where our guys are against opponents, and essentially gives us the ability to recognize where we have to find improvements for individuals and improvements as a team. And so in terms of peak, and we're a long way from that, right? Our ability to peak is going to be at Big 12s and NCAAs, and we as a coaching staff are working hard to be creative, and every individual is going to need some different things. Technically, some are going to need some more work in the you know, on the track or in the weight room or in their mental gains and wrestling IQ. So there's just so many things that we consider in trying to help these athletes grow. In terms of peaking, we're going to try and get as many matches and as much repetition in as we can. And then we'll be able to go back and find what each individual needs for success. So I think that's going to be really important.
No, you used the word creative. We're talking with Roger Kish here, NDSU wrestling head coach. The one thing that I think for a creative standpoint has definitely been recruiting, talking to coaches, you know, in the college world here with everything that's happened. I know the good news right now is if you go to North Dakota, for example, state wrestling's in a couple of weeks. I know they're coming out with some more state wrestling guidance in Minnesota on what they're going to be doing. The Xcel Energy Center, for example, is not going to be hosting everybody for that from the high school level. So from a recruiting standpoint, how is last, you know, 7, 8, 9 months been from your standpoint in terms of wrestling here, Roger?
Yeah, recruiting, that's a great question. And it's wrestling has always been in the last probably decade or so, we've been very fortunate in having the ability of the technology to grow with wrestling and just evolve. So when it comes to recruiting, not having the ability to recruit has been challenging, and have that face-to-face interaction that you need, it helps build that rapport and relationship with prospects and families is extremely important. So losing that is tough a little bit, but again, the technology has evolved so much, and having opportunities to create these Zoom calls and these virtual recruiting opportunities, essentially. And, you look in terms of recruiting and watching these kids compete. The kids haven't had many opportunities to compete, but the opportunities that they had to compete, it's been lucky we've had the opportunity to follow them from afar. A lot of these matches are live streamed and in archives, so you can go back and watch these kids compete and see what that looks like. So it's tough, but again, we're fortunate to live in a time where technology is so advanced that a lot of times you don't have to be there in person to watch the matches, right?
Yeah, I'd say as far as a wrestling fan, Flow, YouTube, and track wrestling, all those things and many more are a beautiful thing, aren't they?
That's incredible. It's incredible how far it's come.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that they can do all the mats, it's just, as far as a fan, technology has been great. I want to kind of wrap up talking about a couple of other kids that you might see coming up on Sunday. You mentioned you kind of wanted a barometer where you're at. I was really impressed in your quad with Missouri and South Dakota State up here. Kellen March, I mean, he's kind of sitting at 500 right now, but ranked. And boy, this freshman has really popped up. He was impressive early on. What's your take on him so far?
Yeah, Kellen March, Canton, South Dakota kid. And he's a true freshman this year, and he really possesses all of these natural gifts. Extremely athletic. He's very explosive, very powerful. He's been wrestling a long time, and his experience level is fairly high. And he's been a kid who's competed at a young age all over the country. So his exposure is really good in the sport of wrestling. So when we got him on board and put him in our preseason work, kind of figured out exactly where he was, it was pretty easy for us to recognize that he's got some tools to be successful. And looking at where he is now, you understand it's really just the tip of the iceberg for this kind of kid. And as he continues to get the experience he needs and continue to grow his wrestling IQ, I think you're going to see really good things. We're really excited about this guy. He's proven that he's going to be a staple in this lineup for a long time. So something that gets the coaches excited.
I don't think there's any question. And 740 blasts well into Canton, South Dakota. So I'm sure the fans down there are pretty excited as well. 11 o'clock is when you get things going. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun, Coach.
Yeah, you bet. 11 o'clock, we're going to start off with the Border Bell against South Dakota State. We're going to put it on the line and let these guys figure out where that Border Bell is going to stay for the next year, huh?
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. That's always a good battle. Coach, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
Again, that's Roger Kish, the head coach of Bison Wrestling. A great try coming up, a triangular coming up at 11 o'clock at the Shields Center. The Shack coming up this Sunday. Can't wait for it in North Fargo, South Dakota State, Iowa State, and the Bison. This has been the Combat on the Mat podcast and Couch Potato Radio. Thanks so much for being with us on the Mighty 790 at 104.7 KFGO.